Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for tuning into the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. This is your host, Cody Mallory, on Twitter, at Real Cody Mallory. I am joined by my two co-hosts, Anthony Dittmar, on Twitter, that's at Anthony Dittmar underscore, and Joe Farrow, on Twitter, that is at the Joe Farrow. Guys, it didn't end the way we wanted, but playoff basketball is here. How are you guys doing on this Monday morning?
I'm pain.
Yeah, that's fair. Joe?
My heart just hurts. that was a rough one. It really was.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, I don't want to overreact because we're not in the play-in tournament anymore. So, like, it's a best of seven now. But I think we learned a lot from both the Nets and the Celtics, despite the fact that the Nets lost a heartbreaker. I mean, there's definitely mismatch problems for both teams. I know a lot of people are like, oh, the Nets are too small. They can't match up with Boston, which is true. And, like, we saw a lot of that yesterday. But in the same breath, like, Boston can't match up with the Nets either. They were having Tice play drop coverage on Kyrie Irving, which in pick-and-roll situations, which is what got Kyrie going. So I still think it's going to be a back-and-forth series. It really hurts to lose at the buzzer, especially off what was like a broken-down scramble play, in my opinion. But it is what it is. We're on to game two.
Yeah,
that was just
– so go ahead. My bad, man.
No, it was just like a lot went wrong for the Nets yesterday, and they still only lost by 1 point. Like, Kevin Durant played probably the worst – full game of basketball we have seen him play as Nets fans. And really, the Nets were still in it the whole game. There was multiple times where the Nets were down by double digits. They kept battling back. But then we had the lead with, it was like, what, like a 4-point lead over the last few minutes. And then Celtics just played incredible defense on the Nets' final offensive possession. A broken play on offense for the Celtics turned into a Tatum spin layup. And as soon as you hear Mike Breen say they have a timeout, decide not to use it, you know the game is over. So
I'm just so mad they doubled on a Marcus Smart three. Like, I know it probably wasn't intentional. It was kind of like they both probably just like saw the ball go there and they were just trying to make a play in the ball, because like 3 seconds left, you would assume he's just taking the open three, because like the odds of you getting like another shot in 3 seconds are pretty tough. It was a perfect cut. It took a perfect everything for that to go down. But
I mean, did you see KD?
Dude, KD, I'm going to say this real quick. What in middle school basketball is taught this. Like, you don't follow, like, your eyes don't stick to the ball on those kind of plays. On any play, you stick to a player if it's a man-to-man coverage. So if you watch the ball, someone's going to undercut you, like, or back cut you. And that's exactly what happened. KD was just standing there, staring at the Marcus Smart three. There were so many better things he could have done. If Tatum just stayed at the three-point line, I doubt the ball even gets its way there, because it's just like a very far pass. So, like, I would just, yeah, like, either been right on Tatum or been at the basket to watch for a cutter. Like, I understand in the moment it's, like, tough because you're, like, trying to see the final shot. But until you hear the buzzer, like, sound, you don't do that. I'm really shocked. Like,
yeah, I mean, just real quick, Joe, before you go, to feed off what Anthony said, like, yeah, you're taught watch your man, watch the ball. But when you're guarding Jason Tatum, you don't give a crap about the ball. You just watch your man. He wasn't watching him at all. The back cut, really. I mean, Kyrie tried to strip him, but Tatum did a nice spin move. I don't know, man. When I was watching it, like, I was just in shock. I stared at my TV. I was like, please tell me he didn't get it off in time.
I was praying.
I was like, please tell me there's still a second left on the clock so we can at least get a shot off. And I was like, God damn it. The game's over. Unfreaking believable.
Like, literally, I was like, when it went off at first, like, usually I can tell if, like, there's a chance it's going to be reviewed. When I saw the shot get off, I'm like, that 100% went off right in time. And, like, there was no doubt in my mind. Like, I was just praying somehow in the review. I, like, missed it because I was in shock. It was just, like, it was that range of emotions from, like, the first half, all the fouls. Then the second half, like, starting the half so sloppy, I was like, okay, this game's washed. Then the Kyrie comeback, like, I was, like, ecstatic. And then that just, like, killed me. Like, it ruined my Easter. Like, honestly, it did ruin my Easter. Like, I was just sitting at my grandma's house, like, all pissed off, not talking to anybody. And I was just like, damn, it sucked.
That was, there's not really much else to say besides, like, the Nets just battled. Kevin Durant didn't have a great game. A lot of the guys that we expect to have good games did not. Goran Dragic was good yesterday, and that's somebody that we really didn't expect would have as big of a role as he did yesterday. I mean, Bruce Brown didn't look great compared to how he's been. Yeah, he didn't play how he's been playing. And it's just like, obviously, Kevin Durant's just the big one. Like, we were hoping that just at some point he would get into a rhythm. I believe it was Jalen Rose at halftime said Kevin Durant needs to go for 30 in the second half. And it's just like, I mean, I think he went for like 20 in the second half after he shot terribly in the first half. But still, it was a lot. And I want to just go back real quick to that last possession. The three that we doubled on, Marcus Smart splits the dribble. If KD's watching Tatum, he doesn't allow him to get that cut off. And I think that we would all say that, like, we will live with a Marcus Smart mid-range jumper at the last minute because he has nothing else to do at that point. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like KD just needs – like, KD, I just feel like he just, like, was tuned out yesterday. Like, it was weird watching. I don't know.
I wouldn't even say he was tuned out, personally. I think he was played very, very physically. I mean, every time he would come off a screen, he would have two guys just grabbing him, like, in his chest, like, holding on to him, bumping him. There was a time when Jeff Van Gundy was like, oh, Kevin Durant's getting manhandled. And, of course, there was no foul called. I mean, like you guys said, if Durant has – and not even decent game, like a slightly below average game, the Nets probably win this by 10 points. The way Kyrie was playing, the role players were tremendous in the first half. They kind of stunk it up in the third quarter and beginning of the fourth, but that's when Kyrie took over. I mean, KD had 6 turnovers. He was a minus 13, and he was 9 of 24 from the field. Like, that doesn't happen. And even then, the Nets still should have won. I mean, the last possession by the Nets was atrocious. I don't know why Seth Curry – not the defensive possession, but the offensive one. I don't know why Curry wasn't in the game. He should have been in the corner by the Celtics bench, which would have given Kyrie a lot more spacing, gave him an outlet pass, and said he had to go backwards to Durant. I just think there's several plays. Obviously, the last play – there was a KD transition three that could have been a dagger at the right wing. It's like 2 minutes left. He missed it. It was wide open. There was a Dragic three in the left corner that could have been a dagger. Wide open. He missed it. The play where they couldn't inbound the basketball, where everyone just ran away from Kyrie. I mean, that was earlier in the game, but that still adds up. The two Claxton missed free throws in the fourth obviously hurt. That defensive possession, the second to last one, when Jaylen Brown got the layup literally like 3 seconds into the shot clock, I think he pushed off personally, but regardless, terrible defense. Yeah.
Jaylen Brown also got the shit beat out of him yesterday.
True.
Dude had cotton rolls in both holes of his nose. Like, Dude was getting, he was getting murdered out there. Like, my God. He took a beating.
He struggled too, though. See, like, what I want to point out is that, like, Durant struggles, and yeah, he'll be better. And yeah, probably Kyrie doesn't have the same performance again, so you kind of, like, call it even there. Like, Tatum, he played well, and, like, I think we could expect that the whole series. But Jaylen Brown played, he made, like, one jump shot all game. It was at three. But, like, other than that, he made nothing. So, like, you would assume he comes out game two a little better than he was. Because, like, obviously, yeah, the Nets could have played better from some guys. Same with the Celtics. So, like, I wouldn't call, like, next game, like, oh, my God, everyone's going to be back for that. It's, like, an automatic win. Like, some Celtics players struggle, too. So, it's going to be an absolute dogfight.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the first quarter, I sent out a tweet. It was, like, Al Horford, Grant Williams, Seth Curry, and Andre Drummond for the leading scorers after the first quarter. So, I mean, the first quarter, there was a ton of fouls. Like, I think there were 17 fouls 18. Called in the first quarter.
Most of any game of the season.
Yeah, most in any first quarter of the season. So, like, there was no flow to the game. I don't know, man. I also think that this is a series where we got to see Blake Griffin or LaMarcus Aldridge, especially if we don't see Ben Simmons till later.
I am not opposed to that. My only fear is Aldridge on switches, like we always talked about, but he uses offense for like 10 minutes. And Blake is important. I think Blake actually absolutely has to play. Like, with their missing veteran IQ and defense, there was too many breakdowns where like nobody was like communicating. It was just like someone getting blown by. Like, it's like, what is this, man? It's like you can have these mistakes in the regular season. Playoff mistakes like are very crucial. When you saw it by 2 points, 1 point.
There were so many mistakes yesterday in a game with little to no margin for error. And the Nets still only lost by one with a lot of underwhelming performances. A lot of guys hindered with foul trouble. Drummond had four fouls in the first half. He was limited in the second half. It was just the Nets basically were climbing an uphill battle all night long. They made it close, obviously.
They went up 5 at one point with like 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. I think they were up like 4 or 5 or whatever. But then Celtics, as soon as the Nets started to feel a little bit comfortable, the Celtics would just quick little defense to offense, 5-0 run, tie the game back up, go up again by 4 for them, and just back and forth the whole game. It was a very good game, and Kyrie's antics all night made it a lot better.
But, he gets so many fouls. I know the max is 50.
The max is 50, but he's going to get repeat offender. He's definitely going to get like 6 figures in fines for sure.
He flipped off a few fans. He told one fan to go to his private areas. It was the jersey and him coming out. I think he's had enough with the fans, like constantly being called all these names. He said all the vulgar names that he was called. I think you could kind of put the two together and know what names those are. He was just kind of sick of it. I don't blame the guy because it's just like, dude, he's been off the team for like 2.5, 3 years now. Like, I get why they still hate him. But it's like every single play, like, come on now. Like, I got it. But so, it comes to territory, though.
We'll recap everything Kyrie did. So Kyrie hits a contested jumper, long two, with his foot on the line in the corner. Then on his way back up the court, flips off a fan. He's waiting. Then that's before half. He gets to half. He's walking to the locker room. There's a fan in the backstage, in the locker room area. It says, Kyrie, you suck. He tells them to suck him. We come back from halftime. I believe this is the fourth quarter now. There's fans yelling at Kyrie when he's waiting to inbound the ball. He puts his hands behind his head and flips off the fans with two middle fingers. And then he sits there and he makes like crying gestures. And then he goes into the post-game presser and says a bunch of vulgar words. So Kyrie definitely is picking up a lot of fines from this game. I think he might have missed getting fined from not being eligible to play. So he wanted to make one more donation, I guess.
See, like what Kyrie said after in the post-game presser was like, I'm just giving the same energy back that they're giving to me, which if the fans want to say stupid shit, which like, fine, I get it. You're a fan. Like he left your team. Like he's a very good player. You're upset about it. I understand. But I mean, Kyrie didn't go there and fight anyone. Like he didn't do anything horribly wrong. I mean, when he was making the crying faces, that shit was hilarious.
That was so funny.
It was a perfect like villain game, like a Trae Young type villain game if they won. Like that would be.
I had a fucking tweet locked in the drafts, ready to go if they won the game. And then I was like, as soon as the shot went in, I was like, well, I erased that shit from the drafts immediately.
I think the Nets just starting to clock the next game.
I don't think so. Because Drummond was good when he played. There was just a lot of ticky-tack foul calls that were limiting him throughout the game. Like, he couldn't do what he really wanted to when he was out there, because everything that was – anytime you lay a finger on somebody, it's a foul.
I was, though, in the first quarter, they were getting, like, absolutely killed on switches. Like, yeah, the Nets had, the advantage in offense by, like, spacing the court out. But, like, Tice and Horford were, like, getting matchups like Curry and Bruce, and it was, like, automatic boards, second-chance points. Like, I know
that's why they have to stop the whole switch everything. It's like, it's so annoying.
They should run plays too. Like, I'm sick of this freaking no plays, just like the ball doesn't move. Like, what is that?
My thing with the switches, like, you, I don't know, man. Like, you can get through a screen on like a Tatum or a Brown. Like, obviously, they're tremendous offensive players, but they're not like explosive that are going to go straight to the basket if you don't switch on them. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm fine.
That's the only thing. It's like, how many times yesterday did we see Horford or Tice under the rim with Kyrie or Seth Curry on them?
Right.
Like, it's so many times. And they're like, that's why we get outscored by so much in the paint. Like, there's no reason that the Celtics run one screen and then all of a sudden Drummond is on the perimeter against Peyton Pritchard and then Kyrie Irving is guarding Daniel Tice under the basket. Like, it shouldn't happen. Right. You can't be giving up like 15 points of that a game. Like, it happens every single night.
And that's why I'm fine with Aldridge playing, because like, I know Tatum and Brown, like, Brown didn't make a jump shot, like Anthony said, like, all day yesterday. So like, I don't know why you're switching on him personally. And then if it's going to be a Tice layup or a Horford layup, like, I'd rather Tatum shoot a somewhat contested step back three than to get the switches. Like, if you look at the stats, the Nets gave up 14 offensive rebounds. They got out rebounded 43-29. They got outscored in the paint 56-32. So like, you cut that, make it somewhat close, like, you win the game. I don't know. It's frustrating. Like, I don't think this is a team you have to switch on. I understand why you do it against some teams, but that's why I think Aldridge can play in the series, because there's not an explosive point guard or like a dynamic point guard on the Celtics that can really expose Aldridge too badly, in my opinion. And the offense he provides is just different than what Claxton and Drummond bring, or even Blake. Like, they're getting hammered in the paint all game. Offensive rebounds, hammered in the paint, getting bullied, and they didn't make an adjustment.
That's the other thing with the switch everything deep. You get caught up with the offensive rebounds too.
Right.
Because you end up with Kyrie Irving and Seth Curry down low, and then they're matched up against Horford and Tice. It's like, yeah, so you're going to get killed on the offensive glass no matter who you have out there, just with your defensive scheme that you're running. And I don't want to see Aldridge touch the floor at all, regardless of his offense. I would rather see Blake, because Blake is at least more mobile. And like, he could actually guard, like, say, maybe a two or and a half through four and five. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think Blake is better just for the if you're gonna keep running the switch everything defense, Aldridge cannot play. Blake can. But if you're gonna do something else, which we know they won't,
unfortunate.
God forbid that's making adjustments to like win a basketball game. Like, holy shit, the concept of that.
I think another option is that Kessler Edwards plays more. He played 4 minutes. The problem with yesterday's game was the Nets were in the bonus for 75% of the game, and Kessler Edwards is known to commit stupid ticky-tack fouls like any rookie will do. And while they're on the floor, it was just sending them to the foul line, and it'll continue because the Nets were literally in the bonus for like, I want to say 70 to 75% of this game. But I don't know. Like, I don't think you can expect like Ben Simmons to be a savior. Like, I know Ben Simmons playing defense on Tatum or Brown like solves a lot of issues, but I don't know. Like, you got to do something different, unless their strategy is, which it was yesterday, it didn't work fully, we're just going to outscore them, and we don't care how many offensive rebounds they get, because if they're having Daniel Tice or Al Horford in the pick and roll defense, like, we're going to expose them with Kyrie Irving. And they did it yesterday, and it almost worked, but it did not because they lost the game.
Yeah. There's not really, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't think there's much else to say, because that's like, it's that simple, but yet they haven't done anything to change it.
Yeah, I mean, I think
they're not showing any signs that they will.
I just think the series is going to be a battle of styles. Like, I don't think the Celtics are going to play small. They did to close the game, but I don't think the Nets are going to play big. So I guess we'll see which one works. I mean, I think it's still going to be a close contested series. I don't think, like, yesterday was like, oh, God, the Nets lost. Like, they can't beat the Celtics. No, I think it showed to me that the Nets should be favored to win this series. I know Jaylen Brown didn't play that well, but Tatum played great. Marcus Smart played great. Al Horford was 8-13, knocking down threes. I don't really expect that to happen again. I mean, he can knock them down, but not that efficiently. KD was horrible. Drummond, I mean, the entire Nets team was in foul trouble the entire game. So, like, that limits how aggressive you can be on defense when I think even Bruce Brown had 4 or 5 fouls in the fourth quarter. Kyrie had 5 fouls or 4 fouls. So, like, it limits how aggressive you can be on defense, especially when you're an undersized team and you're not going to be able to bang down low but try to reach in and get steals. I mean, we saw Kyrie. I'm pretty sure he had 5 steals yesterday of him stripping bigger players because he's not big enough to stop him in the post, but he kept getting switched on to him. So it's going to be a clash of styles. I still think the Nets can win the series. Yesterday wasn't like, like the Nets are totally overmatched in the series. Like, they're going to struggle. Absolutely not. Not my opinion at all.
Yeah. So real quick, the fouls yesterday for our starting lineup, Kyrie had 4, KD had 3, Bruce had 5, Seth had 4, Drummond had 4.
It was a miracle no one fouled out yesterday, actually.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand how not a single player fouled out yesterday with how many fouls there were. Even for Boston, Tatum 4, Horford 3, Jaylen Brown 4, Marcus Smart 4, Daniel Tice 4.
Yeah.
And also, we were saying this before the series, Anthony, when me and you recorded, the Celtics did only play 8 guys.
Yeah, that's what I kind of expected. The Nets went 9, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yes, the Nets went 9, but Kessler Edwards only played 4 minutes.
Yeah, I kind of expected that. I think if we do get Ben back, when we do, hopefully, I think Kessler's going to be out of the rotation, and he's going to take those minutes, maybe take a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree.
So we'll see. It's going to be a game. It's going to be like a chess match, but like the one thing that's not – that can't be understated, the Nets need to steal game two. Like, they cannot go down to nothing. Like, I know
Total of 50 fouls yesterday.
Yeah, like the Nets absolutely need to come out with urgency tomorrow. There's no way they can come out flat, or like they need to just come out the gates running, because if they don't, I don't want to go down in a world we're down 2-0, because it's possible, don't get me wrong, but you know, I don't like our chances down 2-0, because
the goal is always to steal one of two on the road. So
yeah, it'd be nice you need to win those games where like Kyrie gives you 40. Not that like he's not capable of doing it again, but like you should win those kind of games.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to see a game where Kyrie and KD go off together. None of this, like, oh, I'm going to go off this game, you don't, and then swap. Like, I want them to go off together on Wednesday in game two, sorry. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I think the Nets role players are better than the Celtics, personally.
I agree.
Like, I don't even think it's particularly close, personally. Like, I mean, I get that the Celtics players probably play better as a team. They probably know their roles better. But when it comes to, like, strictly, like, talent from the role players, I'm taking the Nets players 100%. Like, yeah. I'm taking Dragic over Pritchard 100%. Dragic was tremendous yesterday, by the way, especially in that first half.
He was
very good. Playoff Dragic, bubble Dragic, whatever you want to call him. Like,
he's a Celtic killer, my Celtics fan friend said.
Really?
That's what you will.
Yeah, I mean, he was great. I thought Seth was great in the first half, and then he kind of got phased out a little bit. I mean, he finished
They were also headhunting him on the way on the defensive end. He was getting cooked.
Yeah, he had 6 assists, 9 points. He was getting cooked on the defensive end. But I mean, like Claxton, besides missing those free throws, he was 1 of 5 from the foul line, which really hurts, obviously. but he was great. He actually led the team in rebounding, had 13 points. The Nets starters, like you look at their plus minus, Durant minus 13, Brown minus 13, Drummond minus 13, Curry minus 1, Irving was a plus 6. Everyone else was minus. And you look at the Nets bench, Dragic plus 17, Claxton plus 10, yeah. Patty Mills plus 8. So, like, I don't know. Like, it just so isn't what I was expecting.
So, what Cody is saying is we should bench Kevin Durant.
Whoa.
I think we should re-sign James Johnson.
No, like, I'll be honest. I was thinking yesterday, like, man, James Johnson could help right now.
Cody.
Cody, you're kicked off the pod.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Right.
This is your former host, Cody Mallory.
Yeah. But in all seriousness, I mean, he couldn't help, obviously, but Ben Simmons could.
Yes, he can.
You know, like that Batman symbol in the sky? We need like a Ben Simmons one, like up in Brooklyn right now.
What do we need? A Kendall Jenner silhouette?
Oh, come on.
Jeez. Jeez.
Blake might take some offense to that too, but.
But I don't know, like.
The Nets play Wednesday, like what, 8 o'clock or 7:30, I'm assuming?
7, I think. Or 7:30. 7, I believe.
7, yeah, it's at 7.
Yeah.
And I think possible, like the Nets can still win the series, like you said. Like, you need to steal one of them.
Yeah, they're not out by any means. You guys,
you're that when you have victory in your grasp. I think I would have rather lost by 20, to be honest. From a standpoint of like not breaking my heart, I lose by 20. From a competitive standpoint, for confidence, yeah, like we did well, so I guess it's better to not lose by 20. But like that, just like I was down bad for like most of the night yesterday. Like, I was really bad. Like I'm still kind of bad. Like I'm just trying to distract myself.
Yeah, Anthony, what did you name this Zoom call?
The name of the Zoom call is Misery. I got just Bucks Game 7 vibes yesterday, to be honest. Like, not that it was like the same kind of magnitude, it wasn't, but like just the intensity, yeah. Like being let down. Like our last two playoff games now are Bucks Game 7 and that. So two heartbreakers.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. Are you guys gonna go to playoff game this round? I don't know if I am yet.
No. I'll go to round 2. I spent way too much money on tickets recently.
I know. I've been spending a lot too. I was thinking the same thing. If they get to round 2, obviously. But if it gets to game 6.
Also, some swine at the Barclays Center gave me COVID during the play-in. So, no, I'm not going to go for now.
I'm also sketchy going on the subways, to be completely honest. And I don't really want to drive there. But if it gets to game 6, I may have to consider if it's like a closeout game. That's
yeah.
What I'm trying to use right now. I think games 3 and 4 I'm personally good on right now. But we'll see.
I mean, I think it depends what the series is for me. Like, I would love to go to a game 3 or a game 4, especially if it's like a Ben Simmons debut and the series is tied like 1-1 or the Nets are up 2-1 or something. But I don't know if
you're down 2-0, it's not that fun.
I mean, if they're down 2-0, game 3 is must winner. The series is over, obviously. But
yeah. Game 3 and 4 are must wins.
I don't even want to think of the Nets going down 2-0 right now.
Let's just enjoy our Monday and Tuesday. There's no Nets basketball, so we'll just enjoy other playoff games, keep our mind off of it. Hopefully Ben Simmons is resting his back and he's getting into game shape. And then the Nets come out Wednesday very nicely. That's how my mind is. Today and tomorrow, I'm not thinking about the Nets.
I think there's still got to be a sense of urgency with Ben Simmons. I think as soon as he is physically cleared to play, which, I mean, if he's playing 5-on-5 in practice, which I know they said he's going to start. Well, I shouldn't say they. Woj said it, not the Nets.
Give me an update. Come on.
5v5 in the playoffs, in my opinion. I just don't say, even if it's for 10 minutes the first game he plays or 12 minutes the first place. You're trying to tell me if he was on the floor for that last defensive possession that he wouldn't have made a difference? Or even if it was 10 defensive possessions throughout the entire game, guarding where he could maybe spell KD from having to chase Tatum all over the floor or something like that. Doesn't that wouldn't help even if it's 10 minutes? I don't know. I just think there's got to be a sense of urgency with him. I already know they basically ruled him out for game two, but he's been ramping up and playing, and his back has been fine. I would say, like, what, for the last week, we've heard rumors on
they said, reports. Yeah, they said he's been pain-free for over a week, and that was a few days ago.
Yeah, so, like, in my opinion, he has to be on the floor in game three. I think he should be on in game two, whether, like I said, it's for 8 to 10 minutes, if that's all he can play, if that's all he's in shape for right now. But I don't know. It's frustrating because all the reports from Woj are basically saying, like, he's been doing conditioning, he's been doing one-on-one stuff, whatever, and that he's going to start ramping up this week to 3v3, 5v5, like playing against his teammates. In my opinion, if he's doing that, that means he's cleared to play basketball and he should be playing in the playoffs.
We'll see.
Ben also was dripped the hell out on the side.
I saw that.
He always is.
My God. He looks fly as shit. I was like, oh my.
Yeah, I saw that. He has like sunglasses on and shit.
Yeah. Did we hit everything? Is there anything else you guys wanted to cover?
Man, all I can say is please just don't go down 2-0. Like, I don't care if it's sloppy. I mean, Boston's 3.5-point favorites right now. I just checked. I don't know, like, I still genuinely believe that the Nets are the better basketball team. I'm not saying that, like, Durant and Irving are the better players, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying that they are the better basketball teams. If they can cut out those stupid mistakes and bonehead decisions, then they should win the series. If they can't inbound the ball because their entire team runs up the floor and they're causing turnovers and giving free points away because of that, then, yeah, they're going to lose. But I think they are the more skilled, talented basketball team. Now it's just about actually executing and winning the game.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think you hit it on the head.
And, like, I don't even think the Celtics are that bad of a matchup for the Nets. Like I said, a lot went wrong yesterday. Like, there was a lot. I named, like, 6 plays off the top of my head that – oh, and I forgot. The Nets had a 2-on-1. With Durant and Bruce Brown, they didn't freaking score. And then Boston came down the other end and scored. And that, yeah, was like,
bad. There's also a Draja behind the back pass that pissed me off too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, those are 8 plays off the top of our heads where it was like the Nets should have made a play, should have scored or whatever. And they didn't. And those add up. There's going to be a couple of them every game because it happens in basketball. Like, it's whatever. But when you have 8 to 10 of them, yeah, in a series that's already going to be, like, pretty marginally close, like, that can't happen.
To be bipartisan, yeah, like, the Celtics also had a few plays where, like, they blew a few bunnies.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So,
that helps me.
That helps me sleep a little better just because, like, okay, they did the same thing, so, like, I can say the same, vice versa, because if, like, they played absolutely flawless and that just cost us, then I'd be a little more pissed off than I am. Like, obviously, I'm still mad, but, like, you know what I'm trying to say?
No, yeah, I get it.
Because they blew a couple, like, Jaylen Brown has, like, 2 layups himself, like, layups that, like, Cody's going to make at the park.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Cody's the bucket. I could go out there, and I would have knocked down that corner three that Dragic missed.
Yeah, okay.
I would have knocked it down, and I would have flipped off the Boston crowd with Kyrie. As long as, yeah, he would have paid my fine.
I don't know, man. You got the Boston inside of you, bro. You're a Red Sox fan. Maybe you're secretly a Celtics fan, too.
Not like a bunch of my friends are Celtics fans and they're so goddamn ignorant, man. Like,
must be brutal, Connecticut. It's like half New York, half Boston, so it's kind of like you have both of it.
Yeah, it's a split. Like, I honestly don't have, I have one fan friend that's a Knicks fan, and the rest are Celtics. And they're just like, they're all texting me, like, talking shit, bro. Like, you barely won the game, it's game one. Like, when you win the series, go for it. Talk all the shit you want to me, but, like, it's a little early for that, in my opinion.
We'll see. Hopefully the Nets come out well Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, right away. Like, I want to see them come out with the intensity that they came out against Philly with James Harden in that first game in Philly. Like, that's the kind of intensity I want to see. And I don't even think it was the intensity so much yesterday. It was just they made dumb decisions. And they played stupid. Like, both teams came out tense in the first quarter. They just played dumb, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast with Anthony, Joe, and Cody. Don't forget, the Nets already won the play-in tournament, so this is a best of seven series. Six more games, maybe. Let's go Wednesday. Come on, Nets.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.